This is TWiT.
Of buying a new keyboard since the keys of my current one have begun to fall off. That's a bad feeling. I've never had a mechanical keyboard before, but since I type a lot, it sounds like it would be worth spending money on one. So my question is, which is the best mechanical keyboard for typing? Do you guys have any favorites that I should take a look at? My only demand is that it should be backlit. It's really backlit. Funny. It was funny. We did a die try-in where one of the people in our office, Cisco, who is a Counter-Strike fiend and a cable organization obsessive compulsive, who saw one of my machines, left a post-it note on it that said, "This is wrong. This is not acceptable." And then I was like, "You know what? If you want to manage the cables and machine, go for it." So he rebuilt the machine to manage all the cables. And he has been drooling over the fact that I have an IBM Model M keyboard, which is the classic, you know, IBM key sort of optimized key. So I think the equivalent to that these days would be a Cherry MX Blue Switch. And what you're looking at, that article right there from Alan Henry on Lifehacker, is awesome. It's how to choose the best mechanical keyboard and why you'd want to. And there's different keys in mechanical keyboard, and it gets a little crazy, right? Cherry MX Blacks, which, you know, are very smooth. They don't have a bump the way some of them do. Red switches are super, super light in terms of feedback to push it all the way down. Browns have a bump kind of at the middle of the key, so you don't actually have to press the key all the way down to register a key press. You don't actually have to press the keys all the way down. What you're looking at right there is the Max Keyboard Keycap Cherry MX Switch O-Ring Pro Sampler Tester Kit. That sells for $21. If you want to get crazy, you can buy one of these and see what that feels like. Michael Hand just bought the other one there. There's like an $11 version that's a Cherry MX Switch that does Cherry MX Reds, Blacks, Blues, and Browns, and actually lets you feel the difference. It sends you some row rings that you drop in there if you want to play around with the sound dampening rubber O-ring. But those are really, really cool.
Say I'm using the brown on mine. Mm-hmm. I have a DAS keyboard, DAS keyboard, the Model S.
Those are
the
browns. One that's
completely blank. All the keys are completely blank, and I love that. But the browns are the most clicky. I believe they're the most clicky. And as long as you're not, you can pretty much hear that thing go. But the beauty is, I think, maybe step back one level where you still get most of the click feel, but a lot less noise. If you have to deal with, you know, loved ones or an office environment, it's too loud for most folks. At the same point, For just me and myself in a room typing away, I absolutely love mechanical keyboards with that click switch the way it is. And that you should not sacrifice on. Although the Corsair RGB keyboards, I don't know if they ever are those out even, but if I was looking at that, they offer Cherry switching as well, in addition to being, you know, RGB LED backlit. So there you go. Classic.
That's an IBM Model M.
And what is it? Tech keys?
The Vengeance K70, which is the name for the RGB keyboard from Corsair, 16.8 million ways to win. That's the one with the basically programmable LEDs under every single key. Burke, I just put the link to that in the show
cool
notes. That
thing about these mechanical keyboards
now.
Too, you can customize them. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's gone. It's no longer available at Amazon. Did they sell them all out? Sorry, I'm very sad.
It's a sad day.
Corsair
Vengeance. Quick shout out though to techkeys.us. It's a friend of ours, Brad Agdern.
Brad!
He knows more about keyboards than everything I've learned about keyboards, I learned from Brad. And he also does custom keycaps. So if you really want to tweak your keyboard, make it look great, it's great. And he also has a selection of keyboards there too. So you can check out lots of good stuff. That guy's into keyboards and it's and the customization of said keyboards. So
that techkeys. Yay, Brad! That keyboard with the programmable RGB backlights, that's actually available for $170 now from Corsair, which might be a bit much for a lot of people who have never used one. But I should also point out the ones for the IBM Model M, the kind of the classic mechanical keyboard, the ones that I love so much, those are Cherry MX Blue switches. Those might be on yours. Do you have a Model S Professional or Ultimate? If you have the Model S Professional from DOS or the Model S Ultimate, those are blues. Those are the ones that are very noisy. As Robert pointed out, my wife used to go nuts. Had to like work in the garage or the other end of the house to use that. The Razer Black Widow uses those. That is the classic, amazing, ultimate touch typing keys. Yeah, those are fantastic if you write for a living. And then if you want to get completely unhinged, strengthen your fingers, there's Cherry MX Green switches, which are basically, that's probably a little closer to the IBM Model M when it was brand new. But those are really, that's a really good article from Alan Henry. He does some great stuff on Lifehacker, and that'll give you an idea of what you're looking at. And if you can find a computer store near you where you can test some of these, it's a great idea. You can try the mechanical keyboard, but pressing one single key, those little samplers that are for sale on Amazon, is not nearly the same thing as typing, but on a big keyboard.
So noisy. But so good.
And Scott has my back in the chat room. Scott Michelle, Patrick, Model M is not Cherry MX Blue. They're buckle spring. Technically, they're not mechanical. They're capacitive, but they feel so similar. Scott, I swear they feel so similar. And Loquacious One says, I ruin keyboards pretty fast enough. Mechanical keyboards are much more difficult to kill, at least in my experience.
I'd like an RGB keyboard, especially if you could do like custom colors or custom backlights for specific key areas. Like say the F keys are all like a red, and then you could have like your WASD keys be green. And if you could do that kind of customization on a per key level, I think that would be pretty cool. But otherwise, I don't really look down at my keyboard much, so I could care less really what color it is overall. But although that looks pretty. That is a good looking keyboard. So I can't really custom backlights for the win.